When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Kane and Corey.
And we're back!
What the hell?
Hey!
Woohoo!
Hell yeah!
Now.
And we're back!
And we're back! All right.
Kane and Corey show, how the hell are you? You know, I was thinking, had I stayed in the city or Stamford, Connecticut for your show, Corey, which we'll talk about in a second. It was amazing. There would be no show today because I'd have gotten hammered and gotten a hotel room and there's no way we would have been back. So
did you drink?
I am off the drinking thing. I had two White Claws last night. So the dry January is over.
That's not considered drinking.
No.
That's like.
No, but it was alcohol and it's over.
Right.
And I'm kicking myself now because it didn't do anything for me. So what was the point of having alcohol and ruining my streak?
It was a social gathering. I told you you weren't going to make it all the way to February. No.
Fuck! I forgot about the 50 bucks.
Wow.
God. I did too until you just now said it. I wasn't even going to make you.
Damn it.
Why don't you take that and buy yourself some shoes, man?
I won't get it now. I can't get shoes because I had two White Claws. I disqualified my... Wow, that was stupid. Oh,
dude,
well.
Comedy clubs make money. If you think about it, you have to buy tickets to get in. Then you have a two-drink minimum.
It was $20 minimum at that place last night.
Yeah.
$20 minimum, whatever it was, drinks or they didn't have food. They had snacks like popcorn and whatnot.
Yeah.
$20 minimum. Oh, yeah. And there was an 18% gratuity automatically.
Yeah.
Usually you see an auto tip in a bill that's over $100 or maybe there's six people at your table. No. $20 minimum plus an 18% gratuity added in.
I think it's because they're used to people getting so drunk there sometimes that people would forget to tip or, you know, they're just doing that. I guess. Yeah.
Really nice venue. Great show.
Fucking, dude,
congratulations, Corey.
I wanted to cry, dude.
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
Thank
you. Recap it
for us. Like, well, what were you feeling when you, because I'm sitting there myself in the room going, holy fuck, I got nervous for you.
So I walked
secondhand
in,
nervousness.
Walked in right away and I saw the room and I was like, it is completely, there was four seats open.
Yeah.
I was like, it is completely fucking packed. I was like, this is fucking wild. I was like, and then Marcus went on first. Marcus, my buddy, he's a comedian and I had him open for me and he was killing it. Like he was doing
one
joke after another. He was really good. And that's when I started to get nervous. I was like, oh my God. What if I don't do good as him? As good as, you know what I mean? So you start to get in your head. And at one point I was like, I'm just going to leave. I'm going to let Marcus do the whole hour. I'm just going to leave and let him do it. And I was like, what the fuck am I talking about? Shut the fuck up. You're going up there.
Wait, hang on. You're kidding, right? That actually crossed your mind?
No, those are, you know, you have in intrusive thoughts.
Sure.
Yeah. It's, you know, you're like,
All right, shit,
I want to be good enough because these are my people that came out, paid money to see me.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm laying in bed at the hotel room all day thinking I'm not even going to be able to do the show.
No.
I felt sick. But I was like, I can't. I'll go up on stage and bring a bucket if I got to throw up on the stage. I'm going to do it on stage.
Well, it's not that you were throwing up all afternoon. You were...
I felt sick to my stomach, too. I tried to keep it down.
Oh. He was shitting all afternoon. Matter of fact, he sent Jay a text while he was on the shitter. And this... Listen to this sound. You don't hear this sound very often. This is how sick Corey was.
That was shit. That was in pee.
That's
poop.
That's so gross, dude.
It sounded like you turned the faucet on.
You should have gave a warning to people.
No, they wouldn't have heard it. That's radio gold right there.
God, dude. Oh,
so
my
that,
God.
You know what, to me, that screams, I was a little nervous.
Yeah. I don't know if it was, oh, I didn't feel nervous, but I do know that I feel like my intestines were feeling like they were ripped out of my stomach. And I did do Pilates. The whole joke about the Pilates that was a true story. Yeah. Alicia took me to do Pilates and I'm looking up online diarrhea from Pilates, which is apparently a real thing.
Really?
Because like because Pilates is a lot of core and like you can agitate your intestines and like inflame them and that's what happens. So I think it was that.
What was your favorite part about it? Like, were you doing the whole, before the show started? Were you kind of looking around, or maybe even during the show, looking around, going like, retracing all of your steps? Like, wow, I've come to this now. This is so cool. Were you in your head like that, or appreciating it? Or?
I appreciated the beginning of it. But when I'm in my mindset of like doing the jokes, I don't think about anything but the jokes. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was afterwards where I was like, yeah, I can't, like, thank you so much for coming. Like, this is amazing. Let's do it again sometime. And everyone was like, yeah. And that's, I don't know, it was awesome.
Nonstop laughter. And again, yeah. You know, I'm just recapping the show. This isn't like anybody kissing Corey's ass. It's just a recap of the show of what happened. It was funny. Best friend Russ came and was sitting next to me. And he goes, so what time is Corey on? Like, where? I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, which comedian is he, in the middle or the end? I'm like, no, this is a show. He's doing an hour. He's like, what? That's a big deal. I know. It's, yeah.
Even Marcus, when I told Marcus, he goes, how much are you going to go do up there? 45 minutes. I said, no, I'm going to try to do an hour. He goes, an hour? He goes, have you ever done that long before? And I was like, never. He goes, oh, shit. He goes, that's going to be hard. And I was like, we'll see. And then my agent was like, you're going to do an hour? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, oh, that's going to be tough. Do you have enough jokes for that? And I was like, yeah, I got plenty of jokes. And he was like, okay, we'll see. So everyone, like, I don't know if they doubted me, but they were like, I think this is harder than you think it's going to be. Mm-hmm. And it really, I've been training for this now for months. So it's like, but when I got off, Marcus was like, he's like, there's no way that, like, you've only been doing this 3 months. It's like, it sounds like you've been doing it for a long time, which was fucking cool to hear. Because I've been busting my ass, you know?
You're like, yeah, I've been busting my ass. I've been working my ass off for this for 3 months. Meanwhile, everybody's like doing it 15, 20 years. Yeah, the host at the one show in the city in front of 10 people's like, I've been doing this for 20 years. Might not want to tell people that because you're still in the same spot. But yeah, I've been working my ass off for 3 months. That's the way your boxing
was. 3 months, I've been busting my ass, dude, for this shit. Can you believe it? The guy's like, I've been doing this for 10 years, dude, and I'm fucking.
You're like, I was going to give this another 3 months, and that was it. 6 months and nothing happens, I'm out.
No, the guy, because the other guy too that was taking the photographer that we paid to come, he's the photographer for the Cellar, the Comedy Cellar.
Yeah.
And he was telling me, he goes, dude, you had so many callbacks, and he was like, that was like, you're an actual comedian. I was like, well, thank you. That's what I've been practicing for.
Yeah, I like the way you reach.
The word actual is a little insulting. You're you were actually funny.
Yeah. Well, they don't know. Yeah. They don't know anything. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people that do crossovers, that try to cross over from social media to comedy, don't really do it. And he was like, they were using words like, your laughs per minute were crazy. It was great. I was like, I don't even know what that means.
That's LPM. LPM.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. I didn't know there was a laughs per minute. Didn't you say the other comedian was backstage like figuring it out? He's like, your laughs per minute.
That's what I'm saying. He's like, your laughs per minute was nuts. And I was like, whoa. What? I was like, all right, thanks. Thanks.
I mean, you got more laughs per minute than Dave Chappelle because he takes 4 minutes to get to the punchline.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? So really, that's not new a good Dave gauge.
Chappelle. New Dave Chappelle and old Dave Chappelle is different, though. New Dave Chappelle takes a long time. Old Dave Chappelle was just fucking instantly.
We need a new statistic, though. Just like the batting average doesn't tell the whole story. You need the on-base percentage. You need all that stuff. I don't know if laughs per minute tells the whole story because you're gonna kick Dave Chappelle's ass in that category.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean he's not funny.
He's fucking the best. Jay, thank you. I had Jay bring me out the dog toy that looked like a dildo. Thank you, Jay.
You got it. Always.
And then also, if you weren't there, Kane and Jay came on stage, which is kind of cool at the very end. Cool.
Because somebody, you did a Q&A at the end. And didn't somebody say, where's Kane?
Yeah, did Kane
come?
Where's
Kane? I was like, Kane, come on, Jay, come up here.
Yeah, it was cool.
That was nice. Yeah. It was nice to feel. I felt included. It was nice. It wasn't my show. I felt stupid on stage.
I could have just said, stand up.
Right. No, I know. It was nice. I appreciated that you did that. Although you feel stupid standing up there. Like, it's not your show. You just feel in the way. I'm like, what am I supposed to do up here? Hey. You know?
Yeah.
Dumb. But I appreciated it. It was nice of you.
Yeah. It was good.
What's next?
Keep doing this. What do you mean? It's got to go. So the plan is at the end of this year to start doing theaters, like not big theaters, but like 500.
No, now you're going
to
do Broadway. You can check that one off your bucket list now.
No,
you're
going to
do theater.
No.
Start dancing lessons next.
Yeah, right. Might as well. Let's conquer everything. Boxing. Yeah. You know what? This is kind of the level at which you stopped boxing. You know, you got a match against a former champion. I had enough. you fucking did an hour in front of a sold out, almost 300 people theater. I'm good. Well, a theater, comedy club, whatever you want to call it. You know, you can walk away now and feel happy about yourself.
See, what's different between the two is one of them I got punched in the face and I felt like I was going to die and I lost. This one I got on stage, told jokes, people laughed, and I won. So, like, I'm going to keep doing the one I won at. Yeah.
All right. Well, had you won the boxing match, what if you would have, like, just upset this guy, this former champion? Would you have kept going?
Stopped.
You would have stopped.
Yeah, because it's grueling. My shoulders hurt. You know what I mean? My shoulders don't hurt when I do comedy.
You just your asshole. Can I hear that sound again? I want to hear the sound of him taking a shit.
Oh, are you serious?
You don't hear that very often. It sounded like, what'd you say, a woman peeing?
Yeah, it sounded like a woman peeing,
Listen to this. Hold on. Let me press play.
Oh, Galvin. Go ahead.
That's the poot.
That's pee. That's poot.
That was shit. That wasn't even pee.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
The reason why I sent Jay that is because Jay's texting me. He goes, where are you? You want to come to the bar? Are you up in your room? And I was like, yeah, here's where I am right now, asshole.
Yeah, because I figured you maybe want to get something to eat with us, whatever.
Nah, I was in my mindset.
Dude, I knew. NJ I didn't Kirby even bother Barbie. To... I didn't bother to text him to see if he wanted to come hang. I knew he wouldn't come hang.
You got to be focused. Yeah. NJ Kirby, Barbie, and Galvin, I actually have a show coming up with Marcus again in New Jersey at the Dojo Comedy Club.
Oh, yeah.
You guys were a good match. Your energy matched. You should do more shows together because it was good.
Plan on it.
Your fans will like you and vice versa. Yeah. It worked really well.
Yeah.
What's his last name so people can, if they want to look him
Marcus
up?
Marcus Monroe.
I also liked him because he's a fella long hair. You know?
Yeah, and he's from Wisconsin. He's from the Midwest.
Oh, when he said that, anybody from Wisconsin here, I almost said something like, fuck it, Wisconsin sucks. Minnesota rules.
The lady clapped, though. He goes, are you from Wisconsin or you just feel bad for me? She's like, I feel
bad.
Yeah,
yeah. No, he nailed it about Wisconsin. He goes, you'll find an intelligent person in there a time or two, but you got to lump them all together and it's not really all that. Any other thing you want to talk about from the show? Highlights?
I think that was it. Thank you for everyone who came out. Jay, what is that? Morris Plains? Is that where Dojo is?
Morris Plains. Yep.
All right. Yeah. Morris Plains.
Yeah.
Oh, and you're also now, you're hosting a wing eating contest coming up.
This weekend. Yeah. With TJ Miller, the guy from Deadpool, the other comedian. You guys have seen, you've seen Deadpool, huh?
Yeah.
The guy that owns the bar, not Deadpool.
TJ something or other.
TJ Miller, the comedian. Yeah. He's one of the judges and I'm the host.
That's so funny. Like you took an immediate step backwards. Sold out comedy club to host in a wing eating contest at a bar. What happened there?
You got to keep yourself grounded, man. You got to, you know what I mean? You got two things to make you remember where you came from.
What went wrong? Yeah. It's like you got off a crack, but now you're on it again.
Love crack.
I'm just kidding.
You got to keep coming back.
Are you getting
back,
paid for the wing eating hosting or what?
If I say yes, will you leave me alone?
No.
Okay, well, then no. I'm not going
to. Oh, you're not getting paid? For no, for real, either one.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Wow.
They just asked me if I want to do it. I said yes.
So, like, hey, Mafia, if apparently Corey says yes to anything. So, like, hey, will you help me move? Ask Corey. He'll help you.
Is TJ Miller going to be there?
But don't say you need help moving. Frame it in a way that you want him to host your move.
Yeah. Hey, you want to host my move? There's going to be a wing eating contest. They asked me too. They were like, we want you to host, but we also want you to participate. And my email back was, I'll host or judge. I'm not eating wings.
No,
I said,
no.
Due to the videos I've done, my stomach can't handle a contest, but thank you.
That's hilarious. Okay. I got to ask you something though. Russ elbowed me a few times during your show. And I'm going to try to think about the stories in which he was questioning. Are all of your stories true?
Fuck no.
Okay. Well, because, you know, you got to... What's his name? Hasan Minhaj. He got in trouble and he lost... He was supposed to be the next host of The Daily Show. And they yanked the show away from him because they discovered he lied in a lot of his stand-up.
He got in trouble because he lied about anthrax.
Yeah, I know.
In a girl with anthrax. I lied about my kid cutting open a mouse, dude.
I know. I was going to bring that up. I was hoping you didn't know what he had lied about. But yes, he lied about getting a powder delivered to his home and his daughter opened it and got it on her and they had to run to the hospital. It's like, that's not an embellishment.
That is a terrorist That's terrorist shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's not.
That's him taking advantage of the fact that he's Indian. Right.
Yeah, so not only that, now the government's like, okay, well, you didn't report that. Like, there's so many different things about that joke that doesn't make sense. You're using your Indian card. You're lying about a terrorist threat or a terrorist attack. Like, there's so many things.
Every story in my style is built around a seed of truth, he said. What was the seed? You got some mail and you went from there? What was in the mail? Ooh,
the seed is I'm Indian, and the mail shows up at my house sometimes.
Exactly.
That's it.
I mean, that's ridiculous. It was something else that he lied about. That was fun. I can't seem to find it now, but it's all right. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure. Don't tell anyone that. Don't say that. Now I'm disappointed that he didn't really dissect the mouse.
Oh. Don't say. You really think that I thought my dog stuck a dildo up his ass too?
For a second, yeah. I mean, you know, that wasn't the same toy that you talked about on the air, though. That was a different toy.
No, a different toy. Yeah, like that was. This one was better. This one had spirals and a big knob at the end. Yeah.
That was long, man.
I got it right here, dude. I'll show you guys right now.
Yeah, It's like that had been a 2-footer. What's
you
a
say
dog?
That was Russ's favorite bit. That was his. That's when he liked.
Oh yeah, Russ loved that bit. Yeah, yeah.
Yep, there it is. God damn it.
I said, imagine seeing this on your fucking fiance side of the bed, dude.
I don't know if many people caught it. I did. I saw you sniff it on stage. Yeah, but great show.
Yeah,
people were asking. We couldn't get out of there. I just wanted to get the hell out and get home and whatever. But Ricardo and Brooklyn Johnny, who had been partying, he got there before he could even check into the hotel. So he was drinking all day. He was feeling no pain. But they were all like, well, you got to go out. Let's hang. I wasn't drinking and I had to drive. So I wasn't going to hang out. But I would have destroyed last night if I was drinking.
Yeah, I had a bunch of random people come up to me and be like, where are we going afterwards? And I was like, I'm going home. Like, I'm not. Yeah,
exactly. Well, and speaking of performing whilst drunk, Elle King, did you hear about this? She, it was this big Dolly Parton tribute, right? Was it over the weekend, Jay? I think it was.
Mm-hmm. Dolly Parton's not dead, is she? She's alive.
No, but like, she's a national icon.
They do tributes while you're alive?
They should always do that when you're alive.
Yeah, I guess you're right. That makes sense.
You know what I mean?
So you can see it. So you can see it. Yeah.
How many times does somebody die and then, you know, all this flowery fucking stuff comes out and everyone talking about how great they were? And you say, well, why didn't you tell them when they were alive?
Let's go back.
Not that there's any rush to get Dolly in the grave, but, you know, you got to let her know. Anyway, Elle King was there and she was so fucking hammered and she didn't know any of the lyrics to the songs and she was just saying all this inappropriate shit. And people were like, this was for Dolly. This is embarrassing. You should, I don't know what, but you know, you got to be punished for that. She did cancel her next show. But so I have some performances.
She really?
She did.
I have
some drunk performances from the past. Okay, I'll play the Elle King. You just tell me which band or artist performed the best whilst drunk. This was Elle King. This is what she was in trouble for. See what she said there? So I can't remember any fucking lyrics, but don't tell Dolly because it's her birthday. She was making shit up, but she was going along.
Jesus.
Before she even started, she's like, I'm fucking drunk.
Everyone's like, holy we bought tickets for this.
I tell you what, Elle King looks like she drinks a lot. That's
you looking at her now?
Yeah.
She likes to pound the 40s. The King cans 40 of Miller Lite.
Of chicken wings.
So that's Elle King. Did you hear John Daly do karaoke over the weekend? John Daly's the big 400-pound golfer
The white beard. Dude, I love him. He'll be barefoot at a rest stop, and he'll hit golf balls into the woods and shit, like with fans.
Did you really see that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
He hangs out with fans all the time.
No one's living life bigger than John Daly. But
if someone hands him a beer, no matter where he's at, he'll drink it. I've seen it. The guy's a party animal, dude.
Party animal, smokes, chain smoker.
Yeah.
He was at Kid Rock's bar in Nashville over the weekend, and he decided to get up and do Knocking on Heaven's Door while hammered. He does everything while hammered. But I didn't think this was bad. I thought he kind of nailed it.
Find out where you're from, and we'll do this one. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Right? It's pretty good.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
It sounds like them.
This sounds like every old white guy at a karaoke bar.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
That sound. He don't sound drunk. I mean, a little bit at first when he was like,
yeah,
that sounded drunk. But he functions on drunk, dude.
He was on key for the most part, you know? In key, on key. I don't know what the right way to say that is. But okay, John Daly is my favorite so far. This is Guns N' Roses performing drunk. Now, this one isn't so much about the vocals. It's just listen to the sloppy way they were playing the song. This is from 1991.
Jeez. Ah. Ah. Oh, yeah, they're having a hard time.
Terrible. Sounds like you on the toilet.
Oh, it's all kinds of off key.
Oh, God. So bad, right? Drums are wrong. I mean, Axl sounds about the same.
Yeah, Axl, I was going to say that.
Yeah. Okay, so it's mostly the band there. All right.
Wow.
Yeah. This is Courtney Love hammered in 1995.
Please tell me you have the Smash Mouth one too.
Ooh, oh, I don't have that one.
Oh no, that guy.
No, I didn't. I forgot about that one.
I would die for you, and if you
oh, God. Yeah, if that's I had to live with that, I'd hurt myself too, probably.
That's funny. Okay, I would pay to see this.
That's it.
okay, good night, that's it. Could you imagine if I did that last night? Okay, good night, that's it.
I would pay to see that. I love Courtney Love so much. I don't care. Whitney drunk. Mm. Whitney Houston in 2010.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Oh.
Jeez.
What? I can't believe that was when. You know what? I think we'd all agree. It's probably a good thing she's dead.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. She definitely lost the high end of her voice.
Yeah, it wasn't working out, man. And I don't know if that was because of the drugs or because she was drunk or.
Yeah. And Amy Winehouse, the last one. Amy Winehouse drunk in 2011.
She was addicted to what drugs was she on? Because then she accidentally overdosed.
Yeah, and her boyfriend did all this heroin and shit. Like, why is it like all the creative, talented people, like the mad people, creative people, like they all
because they're
so fucked up on drugs
because they can't handle it. This I think is it's a lot of the trauma, but a lot of not knowing how to. I don't know how to say it. I don't know.
Forbidden Ball says we name our Christmas trees Amy Winehouse because they die and leave needles on the floor.
Oh my god!
And we're back.
Did you want me to find the Smash Mouth one?
Yeah, the Smash Mouth one's so good. That's such a good one.
Where he went off on everybody?
Yeah, come on. If you don't get the Smash Mouth one, dude.
You know, I think we kind of went into the game too, like a days ago.
Yeah, you came into like a days ago.
All right, let me see if this is the one. Let me see if this is.
No, I found it. You ready?
Yeah, all right.
Oh, it's just... Fuck you, bitches.
Just leaning against the pole. Hey, that was better than any of the ones that we played.
Oh shit.
He died. When did he die?
Last year, I think.
What
2023.
Was it
from? Yeah. Oh, I think all the alcohol and shit.
Damn.
He was a bad alcoholic. Anyway, John Daly's my favorite. Knocking on Heaven's Door. I think he fucking nailed that one.
He killed it.
Knock, knock, knocking on Heaven's Door.
Well, you know, he's a professional, though. Like, nobody can operate as well as him drunk, I bet.
On drunk? Absolutely no. That guy can hit a hole in one on two fucking Xanax and some tequila, dude.
Have you ever had a hole in one?
Yeah, all the time.
Whatever. I'd be happy with a hole in three. One of these days, I'm going to get a hole in three, and I'm going to be fucking happy. Found more predictions. Remember we did those predictions from 100 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found some more. These are actually better. These, who predicted these? Doesn't really say. Various people. Various people predicted these would be the case. This would be the case in 2024. In 1924. Beds would launch kids up and onto their feet in the morning.
The fuck bed is that? You know, but you've seen beds like that?
Spring up, kid would be on their feet. They wouldn't have a choice. Then a flying bus would pick them up and get them to the school in 2 minutes flat.
Huh.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that yet.
Not even.
No.
Forget about the flying bus. I haven't even seen the bed that stands up.
I have seen people engineer, like these smart dads will engineer beds that can like do this, go and like the kid will fall out.
Dump the kid over.
I think
over.
They do it as jokes. Yeah, I think they do it as jokes, but it's still funny as shit.
So that's at least possible. Okay. They said our legs wouldn't work anymore because the muscles would have atrophied from never being used thanks to the invention of cars.
Some people are getting to that point.
Everybody made fun of
was aching.
Was it Wall-E when everybody was there? They were just fat. They were just a tub of goo and they had no bone density.
Yeah, correct. Yep.
That's where we're headed.
Yep.
Traveling. So maybe they were just a little bit behind on that one. Traveling to other planets would be easy and common, they said. As easy as crossing the Atlantic Ocean.
Ah. You ever been to the North Sea? For some reason, TikTok keeps showing me videos of the North Sea. I don't know about you, but that shit looks dangerous.
What do you mean? Like the what is it? Not the Bering Strait, but is it, there's
the
a
crossing. No, it's that crossing.
There's that one right where it's really rough and shit. Where? Yeah. Why would you ever get on that boat?
It's always like fucking scary, like ship music, and it's like we will die crossing. And I'm like, why would you? Don't do it.
I have yet to see a video that uses that music that I didn't enjoy.
Yeah, it's because it makes you feel shit, yeah. There once was a ship that went to sea, and the name of the ship was a belly of tea.
That and the... Ba-da,
that's the one. That's the one. That's the one.
That's the one you're thinking
that's
of?
That's the fucking... That's the one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that what they're showing you? Have they shown you that on there?
I've seen that before. Yeah. Put a hold up to your mic. Yeah, that's great fucking music.
People do that for a living.
On that boat? Yeah. You could put that music to a video of a cat bearing a turd, and it would frighten the shit out of you. You could put that music to about anything, and it'd be scary.
I'll sit there and I'll watch that stuff for like hours.
Somebody needs to make a video. Just video themselves walking into Walmart and put that music in the background.
They're just picking up paper towels.
Yeah. Seriously. Show them coming around a corner.
It sounds like they're making an intro to murdering somebody. It's like, is this to clean up the blood?
They also thought in 1924 that we would have flying clothing. We'd all wear suits that made us fly everywhere.
What?
We have jetpacks. They're not common, but we do have jetpacks. But they thought it'd be right in the clothes. You just put your clothes on and...
But it's not flying clothing, dude. That's a little weird. They were thinking of some weird shit back then.
Concerts would be happening remotely. They predicted bands wouldn't have to tour if they didn't want to. Their live performances could reach people right at home. Well, we got to give them that one, right?
Hmm. Yeah.
With the YouTubes and the whatnots. They said we'd run out of diamonds. Jewelers thought there wouldn't be any left.
They've said that kind of shit for years. So there won't be any oil left. There won't be any fucking gold left. There's still plenty of it.
There won't be any shoreline left.
Tell that to the kids in fucking Sierra Leone.
Won't be any icebergs left. Won't be any polar ice caps left. How'd that turn out, Al Gore? New York City.
There won't be any straight guys left.
We're heading that way.
Almost.
New York City would have 30 million people when in Canada would have 100 million. It's actually 8 million for New York and 40 million for Canada.
Yeah, okay.
New York City has about a quarter of the people that live in all of Canada.
Well, think about that. So what I did the other day, I was watching that show True Detective, and it's about like some place in Alaska. So for some reason, I got interested and I started looking at the map. If you look at the map of Canada and how much is like uninhibited and like how much of it is like Inuit people, like there's so much like Inuit people there, like in these places that no one wants to live because it's just barren land.
Right,
just
right.
Frozen cold, you know what I mean? So the only people that live in Canada are the ones that live in like Quebec and like Toronto and Victoria.
Right, in the cities that are all right on the border, basically.
Yeah.
Do you ever look at a Canadian map? Mostly all, like the NHL teams, I think they're further, what's the northernmost Canadian team? Is it Calgary? Ottawa? Calgary, ooh. Ottawa, one of those. But they're all basically like right on the border. Vancouver, they're all basically American cities. Hmm. Jazz would have been lumped in with classical. I mean, who cares about that one? Men would stop wearing corsets. Girdles and corsets were somewhat common for men in 1924. So they nailed that one. We don't wear those anymore.
Speak for yourself.
Compression shirts we wear.
If I'm feeling fat.
Is that why you look so slim on stage?
No, that's because I wore a baggy shirt.
Were you all tied in?
Yeah, tucked. Yeah.
That's Jay, are you saying anything? Because if you are, we can't hear you.
Sorry, I had on mute. Sorry.
I think Jay's wife's mad at him because he was out so late last night.
No. I got a phone call. Sorry. Go ahead.
And finally, people would think, those of us in radio, this hurts. People would think radios were silly and old school.
Hey.
Nailed that.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's accurate. That
fucking nailed that.
They were wrong with the flying clothes and flying buses, but this stuff's true.
Man, and they just came out with radio in 1924. When was the radio invented? So they got sick of it right away is what they're telling us.
They knew. They were like, this is not going to last long.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it had a good run. It's still there.
You're still on it. You're still killing it. Yeah.
I'm still on it. I'm not killing it, but...
No, literally, it's dying.
And I'll take the blame for that. Gross.
I think we're all a little bit messy. Here's how you know we're getting old. What? We didn't stay up that late last night, maybe like 11 o'clock. We're all a little bit, like, we're feeling it a little bit today.
Yeah, we're a little off today.
We're all feeling it. The effects of just being off? Out later. I think I feel tired.
I was thinking my energy right now, I think, is just to try to match yours because I think both of your energies are down.
Oh, I'm exhausted.
And so I'm only down. Yeah. I'm down. I'm just trying to match your energy, but I feel just the same as I usually did. Huh.
Well, good for you, man. See, you're used to this stuff. Being out till 11 o'clock at night, man, I don't know. That takes a toll on my body.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't feel this good had I been drinking.
Yeah.
Wait, hang on. What time did you go to bed?
I went to bed probably like 11:30. But also I woke up.
And you're
up
making
in the
fun
night.
Of the old man in the front row? Come on.
I had a poo-poo. that old man was, he said, I listen to you guys on K-Rock. And I was like, that ain't K-Rock.
Well, everybody still called Alt 92.3 K-Rock.
K-Rock.
Yeah.
Did you leave last night or you left this morning to come home? When did you
leave? I left last night. I got home at like 10:30 last night, but I didn't get to bed till like 11:30.
Mafia, o'clock. Could you tell was Mafia saying that the energy was down?
No.
We're just saying like...
I can tell Jay is too.
I'm a little tired today. I had a long week, so...
Like I looked at the timestamp on one of the... Like Jay sent the ook at like 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, because by the time I got home, I had to do it. It was late. Beat.
She did it during the day when you were just sitting around.
But I wasn't.
Like me. Brooklyn Johnny says I was half asleep at the show. I thought I saw you nodding off over there.
Really? Because after the show, you were jumping around like a damn orangutan.
I saw him with his head down during the your opener.
Yeah, he was laying on Rachel.
I swear Johnny was asleep during the opener. He was saving himself for you. He wanted to rest during
nice,
the first
Brooklyn
guy.
Johnny. Thank you so much. And then he was standing on the show.
And he was standing up, and the bouncer came down. Sir, can you sit down? And he didn't even listen. And then the guy came back again.
Wait, why was he standing up?
Because he wanted to see you.
Exercise. He's doing like the knee touchers and shit, the leg raises. He was trying to stay awake. Jumping jacks over there.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. No, I don't know why he was standing. Why were you standing?
Because he was behind somebody that he couldn't see over to see you, Corey. Like,
oh,
so there was somebody
standing up, man. I'll make sure next time they give you a booster seat.
No, I loved my seat. I wanted to be facing the door. That was my whole goal. I won't say one of the reasons why, but my whole goal was to like, I'm not sitting with my back to the door. I've got to face the door.
Yeah, pretty good seats. And a lot of people feel that way too. A lot of people like to know what's coming in through the door.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people do that. At restaurants, I like to sit with my back on the wall looking at the door as well.
I had a quick escape right down the right side there. Yeah. There was an exit right there. Yeah. Yeah, I had her all planned.
That was back into the comedy room. That's
the is that what that was? There. That fucking place has a huge green room. I saw your video.
Yeah. Giant, dude. They had pool tables back there. They had video games.
Oh, that was at the venue?
Yeah.
I thought that was at the hotel for something, like at the hotel or whatever. I don't know. No, that's nice.
Jay, when's the last time you've been to a hotel?
Well, touche. You're right. I don't know. But I didn't think it would be,
that you
great.
Didn't park your car in front of the room.
No, yeah.
That's funny because I have not in a long time. Boy, damn.
Where the rooms weren't outside.
Damn. Wow.
The balcony didn't look like it was going to fall off, you know?
The last time I stayed in one of those rooms was actually really nice. It was in Key West. Remember when we went?
Oh,
I went to Miami.
Different. Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, and I had a room in Miami, but I drove to Key West and ended up getting so fucking hammered that I had to walk, and I just found a beautiful hotel, motel, but it was one of those you could just park your car right in front of, and it was a gorgeous room.
Is it the one that has the bathroom? Like, it's a common bathroom at the end of the hall of rooms?
No, I've never stayed in one of those. Yeah, I've always had my own bathroom.
What a common bathroom.
Yeah.
Did you stay at a KOA campground? What do you mean?
I don't know. What the fuck? I think it was a Red Dog Inn or a Red Tube Inn or something.
A Red Dog Inn?
Red Roof Inn? They have their own.
No, it wasn't Red Roof because there's one down here, the Red Roof Inn down 22. But
okay, well, you're not
talking
about a chain.
You stayed at
a
knockoff hotel?
It was like in Indiana. And you pull up, and I was like, where's the bathroom? There's the bathroom. There's like five rooms down. It's a common bathroom that everybody uses.
Oh, my God.
You stayed at a college dorm room, dude. That's crazy.
I did stay at the Gaylord when we went down to
when I did that
Verizon thing.
You didn't stay at Gaylord Palms. You stayed at Gaylord Ron's, dude. This is some guy's house down the street.
That's the one with the indoor shit, Corey, that we were talking about.
Yeah, I know what that is.
Yeah.
You thought motel was about as low as you can go, but no, motel with the common bathroom takes it down a notch.
I've never heard of that in my life, dude.
I tell you one
thing,
you do not use the bathroom barefoot.
No, hell no. You get ringworm.
Ringworm. I was thinking stabbed. with a needle.
I'm thinking how many people shit in the shower? Like just fucking stand there and shit.
I would think just because it's a common bathroom, you have common courtesy still and not shit in the shower, dude.
No, the people who are using that motel, not really big on decorum and common courtesy.
Yeah.
Right?
You think so you think just because people don't got money, they're shitting in showers?
I'm not saying
just
because
you're like mad at the world, you're like, I'm mad that I don't have a good job, so I'm going to poop in the shower.
I'm not saying all of them, but you know, I mean, there's a common thread there.
At least you would know that it's much more comfortable and convenient to poop in a toilet.
Yeah, but you know what? When you're high on heroin, not your choice a lot of times. Yeah,
you just stand in the shower and you let it come out.
I guess it just comes out. Yeah, that might actually be a great... Look, I've never done that, probably never will, but that's probably an excellent feeling.
Just no, to just
sit, sit in the shower and just let it all go.
Imagine how you were feeling yesterday. And now you're in the shower getting ready. Been,
oh, yeah. And you're going to fucking stand in that water?
That
because it doesn't go directly down the drain. She'll twirl around in the bottom of the tub there.
Chunks will get caught in the fucking drain.
Oh, hey, there was Jay, there was no chunks.
Oof. There's nothing to waffle stomp?
There was. It would have went down easier than you'd think.
That was at a buddy's house once in Jersey City, I think it was. And it was like the pop punk days, the 2005 era, and all the guys were wearing girl skinny jeans, right?
Oh, God.
That were easily, they would come down easily. Anyway, a few of us were in the bathroom, and this guy was so drunk, he fell, tried to grab the shower curtain to hold him up, but that came down. Anyway, he came down with his ass over into the tub, like the edge of the tub hit him in the upper thigh, right? So just his ass, but his pants were already almost down because they're girl jeans, but they came down in the fall and he hit the tub so hard he shit.
Isn't it funny when someone tells a story and they're like, my buddy, when actually it was them that did it?
No.
Like, okay, we know what happens when you fall and hit your head, you shit yourself. So it's okay that you fell in the shower, hit your head, and then you pooped.
No, trust me, because I've told you that I shit myself after being hit in the head. You don't think I would tell you if it was me?
I don't know, dude.
No, it wasn't me.
You don't want two poop yourself stories.
It was a guy. I remember the guy. He was in a band called the Penny Royals.
Yeah.
I think he went by the name Sprout.
They sure did. Sprouted
and,
out, dude.
But everybody, wow. He just fell. And then I remember somebody else goes, oh, he shit himself. But he didn't shit himself. He shit in the tub. The poop just fell right out. I went to some really fun parties.
I can tell, dude. Some run around naked, some shit in toilets, some shit in bathtubs.
Oh, my God. And some shit on people. Vince McMahon. Did you see what he's being accused of?
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of Vince McMahon, did you know the WWE headquarters right there in Stanford, right next to where we were last night?
Yeah.
I didn't know until I saw actual building.
Kane was like, oh, look, there's the W Hotel. I'm like, Kane.
Yeah, I'm like, that's where Corey's staying for sure.
The W Hotel.
Hey, the logos are both W's. What do you want from me?
Yeah, it's right there when you pull off the highway. It's cool.
What a stupid thing to say. I see a W. I'm like, are we in Wyoming? Is that the logo for West Virginia?
Oh, I love the Wolverines.
Ooh, I love Michigan.
Willy Wonka's a real place?
Vince McMahon accused of assaulting an ex-employee with sex toys.
Ooh.
And he named them after wrestlers.
Oh, my God.
And then she says that he shit on her head during a threesome.
Oh, my God.
It's not funny. The shitting on the face part, kind of funny, but you want to know some details of this?
Kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, she was involved. I mean, I'm guessing, did she go willingly into the threesome?
It feels like it. Defecated on her head during a threesome in May of 2020. And this is recent. So this is like old Jim McMahon. Not like, did I say Jim McMahon? Vince McMahon.
Vince McMahon.
And sex trafficked her to other WWE executives. Sent her a text message in 2020, which said, I'm the only one who owns you and controls who I want you to fuck.
Yeah.
He's accused of having to pay $14.6 million to several women who accused him of sexual misconduct.
So what I read in the article, Kane, was that she was told that this was, if she didn't do this stuff, she wouldn't have her job. And she needed it. She was at a point in her life when she needed it.
McMahon's use of sex toys on her caused injuries such as bruising and bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
He also made alleged to have shared nude photos and explicit videos of her without her consent with other WWE employees. Once locked her inside of his private locker and forced himself on her over a massage table.
Wait, his private locker?
Yeah, I guess. Well, I mean,
he's got a massage table and a private locker. How big is his locker?
Well, it's Vince McMahon. It's probably, we're talking probably like, you know, 1,000 square foot locker. Just like the rich ladies who have walk-in closets.
Rachel said that she actually used to report directly to Vince. Apparently she worked there. But she
does
said
she know
never
anything
saw
about
any feces.
Was she abused?
Rachel, you know anything about this? Did he abuse you?
She said, as he's gotten age, as he's aged, he's gotten crazier, and he has some dementia.
Oh shit! That don't give that. Don't I don't think that you can write that off though.
No, yeah.
June of 21, he and some other guy forced themselves on her, took turns restraining her for the other one, and they were like, "No means yes, take it, bitch."
Wow, Rachel said it's totally believable. She said she believes all of it. Damn. Well, shit.
I was hoping for more pooping details, but I guess that was it.
No. Damn. Well, it sounds like he did it. It makes sense too, because he's one of those guys that looks like he can get like he thinks he can get away with anything, you know?
Right. Right.
Like some dudes, not even that. Some women, some people, when they get to that level of like, they can do no wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They just do whatever the hell they want, and like they feel like I can because nothing's gonna happen to me because I'll just pay you millions of dollars and not say shit.
You just described everybody in Washington D.C.
That's true.
Rachel, you get power hunger. You get a taste of it, and you want more.
Yeah. Rachel, what'd you do for the WWE?
So Rachel said, I wasn't abused, but he goes after female wrestlers that have traumas. He's a predator. Yeah, I'm curious now, Rachel. What did you do for WWE?
That's what I'm curious, yeah.
Anthony says, this story, it's weird because Corey's holding his big dog toy while they're doing the story.
What would you name that one? What wrestler would you name that one? The Rock?
This one would be John Cena, because after you're done using it, you can't see it. You know what I mean? Just go straight up your fucking canal.
God, that's coming out of your throat.
This is not a dog toy. It's a double-ended dildo.
Do you ever see a girl get fucked by such a big dick that like you can see it? Her abdomen pops up and down.
Yeah, it's very. I get jealous.
That, have you ever seen that getting fucked in the ass or whatever? Oh God, that's so gross.
She worked in merchandising and she ran the auction website for WWE. Hmm. So, wow.
Huh. Interesting story about Vince. Speaking of sex, Taylor Swift, she's thinking about suing because there's some AI fakes of her out there having sexual relations in Kansas City Chiefs garb.
And so who's she going to sue? How are they going to find the person that made this AI thing? Because you can't sue AI.
They were on X, viewed 22 million times before they started cracking down on people who were posting them. I mean, I don't think, would you be offended if I found out that there was, not that anybody would want to make it, but if there was a, like AI fake me having sex, I don't even care. I think it's funny. It's not you.
How big's my wiener in the film?
Right, right. If they're embarrassing me in it, then like maybe, but even still, I'd be like, okay, well, what are you going to do if it's not you?
It's kind of like that joke I told her last night about the statues, about like how they make the statues, and it looked like the statue was made by a scorned ex-wife. Like, if they made a statue of me, I don't even, just lie about it. You know what I mean? Make it, so it's kind of the same thing, same premise.
Like a caricature come to life.
Yeah. How much trouble can you get in? Because it's not really you.
No. And I don't know why you would care about it. I really don't know why you would care.
It is kind of fucked up, though. I'd be kind of upset. I'd be upset initially, for sure. I'd be like, oh my God, that's not me. Especially if people believed it was me. With Taylor Swift, it's not that believable. No one believes it. I wouldn't believe that it's actually her.
I find it hard to believe she's actually had sex. She's just such a rigid bitch that I just don't see. Do you see her as a sexual being? I don't. She's angular and rigid. And
she gets a cat for every year of abstinence.
You say something funny about her, and she just takes a sip of her fucking wine angrily, like no sense of humor. She's probably a wild fucking cat in the bed, though.
NJ Curry Barbie says AI Taylor Swift is way more exciting than the real one.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I don't think I would care too much.
Travis Kelce's taken that to Pound Town, dude.
What?
Travis Kelce's taken that to Pound Town. Had to have.
Oh, he's destroying her.
Compared to all her other ex-boyfriends, all the pop stars.
Because of how she seems, I bet that's why I bet she's extra wild. She probably loves anal.
But if you think about it, oh, Jesus
I bet,
Christ.
No, you know what else? Take it a step further. I bet she's ATM.
Oh, yeah, ass to mouth?
Yeah,
sure.
She's
Do you think she lets the cats watch?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Hold on, Travis. Little Friskers hasn't got in here yet.
She's Friskers! Naughty.
There they are. They're all here. Let's check.
Pulls it out of her ass right into her mouth.
She was like Harry Styles and stuff. Remember, like she did, like she was with Harry Styles and all the other like Ed Sheeran. Didn't she?
She was with, what's his name from 1975? What's his name?
Yeah, but they're all like dainty.
Not really
kinda, like,
for that.
They're all
maybe
like dainty
dates.
And like small and bisexual yes. and yeah. shit. This yeah. is like the first one. It's like a rugged man. He probably turned her out.
What was the last one she was with for a couple of years? Joe Alwyn or Joe?
Oh, Alwyn. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
No, but he was with the guy that was making out with other girls on stage and shit. Remember? She was with the guy that was also kissing other
the
guys.
The 1975 guy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah. Maddie something or other.
Wow.
Yeah, I just don't. You know, matter of fact, please make some AI of me having sex. I would like to see that.
Yeah. You'd like to see anything of you just having sex. I mean, to be honest.
Shit.
By the way, Jay, hearing that story about Vince McMahon pooping on the girl, did it move at all or were you good?
That's actually the most pooping. Awake. That's the most awake I've seen him all day, dude.
Yeah, no, I know. He perked up. That's why I'm saying.
I actually, when I do some like prep, I don't ever read the stories fully. That one I read. I read it from top to bottom. I was like, how did it happen? Like, how did he squat over her head?
Yeah, are you mad that Pornhub and every website, porn website had to get rid of their rape videos? Are you mad about that?
No, I'm not into that. Are you? Do you think I'm into like forcing myself on somebody?
Yes. Now the only thing they can put up there is rough. But I bet you were watching all the fucking. Even if it's not real, you would prefer the real rape video. But even if it was fake,
like
pretend rape,
implied
they
can put rape.
Implied rape.
I mean,
you are one of a kind.
No, there's plenty of them. They're called prisoners. They are in jail where they belong.
With any luck. How about Brooklyn Johnny coming up to Jay last night? How does it make you feel? I like all you guys, but I relate the most to you, Jay.
Brooklyn Johnny said that?
Yeah, he goes, I'd brick somebody too. Thanks, buddy.
Isn't he supposed to be like a psychologist or something? Or like,
it's wearing a cross around, isn't that crucifix? Yeah. I'm like, yeah. I'd brick someone.
Hey, so did the Boondock Saints.
Yeah, that's no true. Shit. All right, let's do the Luke.
What the f*** did you just say?
Sometimes we say stuff that can mean a lot of things. Depending on how those words are used. And there's nothing you can do. It's Kane and Corey's out of context.
Favorite part is how behind you are.
I'm on time with my side.
Yeah, there's that slight delay. Sometimes it's worse than other days. I don't know why it's so bad today. All right, what do we got?
We have nine pieces today, all right? So here we go, number nine.
You always push your shit onto me.
Yeah.
Well, that's ties right into what we were talking about.
Hey, so does Vince McMahon. You want to hang out?
You always push your shit onto me. Yeah, see, that's not really...
Well, you were talking about his issues, like his beliefs, his conspiracies. He was like pushing them onto
like
you.
Oh, like the non-lickage of the vagina.
Yeah. Like, I don't like you that. Don't like to lick vagina either. And then it was like he was pushing his.
You don't, but that's whatever.
More of the push.
There it is.
What's next?
Here we go. Number eight.
Up, down, up, down, up, down.
Yeah.
It sounded like you might have been doing this. Up, down, up, down, up, down.
Yeah, and you're
down.
Like, look at
that. I'm in the back, like, bouncing that ass.
Up, Beyonce, down, up,
Beyonce
down,
that
up,
that
down.
Ass, dude. Bouncing that ass, dude.
I've never seen a video, though, where somebody was actually given the play-by-play. Up, down, up, down, up, down. As they were.
That just sounds like two people with ADHD in a room, dude.
And like, I feel like, Corey, I feel like you were laying back on, look at that ass. Like, you were smacking. Yeah. Like, I feel that's what I pictured when I pulled out.
That's so gross, dude.
I'm bouncing on his cock. I mean, well,
and I feel like Kane, you're not used to doing this. So you were just in your head, you're going up, down. So you
focus.
kept the cadence. Yeah.
You know what? Don't blow this opportunity.
Bouncing that ass.
Yeah. If Rachel said it sounded like a tutorial.
You want to be in a comedy bit?
Corey had said before, this better go well or you're not coming back here. So I'm like, oh, I'm all nervous. Up, down, up, down, up, down.
All right, here we go. Number seven.
Okay, fine. You can feel up a dog and touch a cat and get an idea.
Yeah.
What? What?
Okay, fine. You can feel up a dog and touch a cat and get an idea.
Oh, Helen Keller.
Yes. Bingo. There you go. Yeah.
So that was, we were saying, how the fuck did she know to write about elephants? She was blind and deaf.
And she could feel up one of those animals, but she doesn't know what an elephant looks like.
Can you imagine you're Helen Keller and you're touching the wrong side? You're like, this is not his face.
You know what I would do? Because you got to have some fun. I'm sure she was a bitch to teach stuff to. You have her feel up a donkey and you know, like tell her it's her mother or something, or like feel up a cat and tell her it's like a snake. You know, just fuck with her. You know,
have her touch an alligator and tell her it's a dog.
Yeah.
Ow! Alligator bite hard.
It means it loves you.
She's like, ow, ow. And they're like, oh, she said wah, wah. Like, no, she didn't.
Obby lobby.
It hurts.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. 97. Here we go. Number.
Do it again.
Okay. Oof. All right. Here we go. Next one.
Does she use a soft or a medium or a hard?
Well, she likes it hard, but usually she gets it soft.
Ah, you sicko. That audio does sound really good, by the way.
We're talking about toothbrushes.
Toothbrushes, yeah. Here we go. Next one.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Yeah.
I don't care how big your cock is. What is that?
Yeah, I'll break it off of my butt. I don't care how big it is, dude.
Maybe you could tie that one into the first one. Like Corey's telling me I was doing it wrong. I'm like, you don't like
you always push your shit onto me.
Yeah.
Now this one.
Up, Piazza, down, up, Piazza down, up, down. Ass, you wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Yeah.
I don't care how big your cock is. You don't have all the... You don't control me.
Jesus.
What was the context?
The context of that was, remember we were talking about the story, was it at the beginning of the week or maybe Friday? The guy is suing the girl for writing shit on Facebook, a bad review about him on Facebook. Remember that story?
Oh, yeah. There's a whole group on Facebook where girls get together and talk about dudes they've dated and they were all ganging up on him.
So the guy is now suing, and we were talking about the legal, and you kind of just like made it sound... Like, hey, you don't get me angry. And you said this, but it sounded like you were talking to Corey. Like, Corey came home late and didn't want to give you sex. And you said...
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Yeah.
I don't care how big your cock is.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I pictured.
I liked that story leading up to it.
Bigger.
It made the sound effect really hit home.
Here we go. Next one.
That's the pound I was looking for.
Yeah.
Play it again.
That's the pound I was looking for.
Yeah. That's the pound I was looking for.
I really needed that pound, dude.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that, obviously, that was he used the word pound.
This could be...
Yeah.
No, that's but the pound, like, I was like... Yeah. Like, I feel like you were looking back at Kane and said, yeah, that's the pound I was looking for.
Oh,
you
know, maybe like I was going to try... I was trying to find my dog from the dog pound, and I was like, that's the one I was looking for.
No, but it was like...
That's the pound I was looking for.
Like, he's done it...
Like,
he's,
after the up-down...
Yeah.
Like, that's the
no. So what I was thinking
for.
Was like you've done this shit multiple times with each other, but it hasn't been up to par. But this time,
that's the pound I was looking for.
Yeah, that's the.
Like, well, hang on a second. How come I'm the bottom in this scenario? Like, why?
Because you got the long
Corey
hair.
Because Corey said it.
Because I have the long hair.
Yeah.
Because you have the long hair.
Yeah. All right.
All right. This is.
Doesn't
my
by the way, Mafia? Doesn't Corey look like Tim Pool? He's a podcaster. Yeah, a little bit. He's
I look like Joe Pesci from fucking Home Alone.
Right, what's next?
All right, here we go. Three more.
I love the smell of diesel and truckers. Takes me back.
Yeah.
We all know that I misspoke.
Takes me back to the days I used to.
Did
fuck
you
them.
Though?
Well, you think it's a Freudian slip? Listen. I love the smell of diesel and truckers. Takes me back. Yeah. Takes me back to that time that. That old man almost raped me at the truck stop. My dad had to come kick his ass.
We were talking.
I
left.
I like the smell of trucks. Yeah. I don't know why I said truckers. No one enjoys the smell of truckers.
We spoke about what TV shows would smell like, and you said Ice Road Truckers.
Ice Road Truckers, yeah.
And then we were like, and then you said,
I love the smell of diesel and truckers. Takes me back. Pretty gross.
Truckers smell good, dude.
Come over here and lay your unwashed for a week nutsack over my face. Oh, yeah. Oh, that greasy ass that you haven't gotten up off the chair in 15 hours. Lay that on my fucking face,
you
too.
Son of a trucker, dude.
Ew.
You mother trucker.
What's next?
All right, here we go. Two more.
Look at that. Except I wore mine higher. I wore mine like up here. So I could sit on it easier. What? What?
Where's the scenario there? What? Because what's he wearing and what's
assless
he sitting on?
Chaps.
Yeah, no, that's what. Yes. Oh. That's what I was thinking. He was wearing something that had the asshole like cut out so that he didn't have to get undressed, but it had to be in the perfect place so that the penis would go in his asshole the perfect way. Listen,
look at that. Except I wore mine higher. I wore mine like up here, so I could sit on it easier. Now, if you play that, and then the up down after that one. Try it real quick and tell me all that right. Don't sound like it all goes right. Together.
So this one first and then that one afterwards?
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. Look at that. Except I wore mine higher. I wore mine like up here so I could sit on it easier.
Up, Piazza, down, up, Piazza, down,
that
up,
ass,
down.
Ass, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes. No, that works.
There's a lot of these ass, to tie in dude. Together this year. All right. One more.
That was about the catching, the things that you put on your knees.
Oh, the knee savers.
Just knee savers from when you were catching. Okay. And you said you wore them, and then, yeah. All right, here we go.
Jen Crosser says, how can I mute just Jay?
Fuck you. All right, here we go. Last one. Number one.
When they swing in front of you, scariest thing on earth.
I look away.
Sometimes it hits me in the head. Ouch. Reminds me of the time I took a shower with my father.
I feel it's like when you're the man comes out of the shower and you're just like standing there and then he's just like swinging it in front of you.
Oh, yeah. No, I like to sit on the bench. So I'm at cock level when they come out of the shower and like they just sort of, you know.
Cock level.
They got a little spongy action going on in the shower. So when they walk by, it just swings.
Yeah, we play Japan. I call it Gazira. Oh my God, Gazira.
Do your balls hang low? Do you, was they it to and fro?
Can you tie him in a bow? Can you throw him over your shoulder like a continental soldier? Man. Do your balls hang low?
Wow. I didn't know all the lyrics to that. Holy shit. I didn't know there were more lyrics to that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Is it a song?
Yeah.
I mean, it's obviously
ears
a song.
Do hang
but-
low? Do they wobble to the throw, to and fro? Can you tie him in a knot? Can you tie him in a bow? Can you throw him over your shoulder like a continental soldier? Do your ears hang low?
Oh, it's ears?
Yeah.
Oh.
What do you think it was?
It's supposed to be balls. Do your balls hang low?
That's a different rendition.
Oh, I gotcha. All right.
Yeah, so the context of that last one was about somebody swinging a bat in front of you when you're as a catcher. Because we were talking about catchers.
Oh, it's scary to be a catcher, yes.
Yeah, it's scary to be a catcher. Yeah, but it sounded like you were talking about a scary to tick penis to your face. And that's what I pictured.
Well,
yeah.
Equally scary. I mean, shit. All right. Well, you got to get hit in the face with a baseball bat or a cock. What are you taking?
Oof.
Okay. Yeah. Stipulations. It's just one hit.
One hit.
Dude, hit me with a dick.
Yeah. No. I'm, of course. That better
That's
be everyone's
stupid,
answer.
Dude.
I'm not going to hit
not,
in the
I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not going to open my mouth. Just I would not want to get hit with a baseball. Louisville slugger and a little tugger, that's two different things, you know what I mean?
There's plenty of men out there that are, oh, I'll take the fucking bat all day, man. I'm
so,
fucking
what someone in the mafia last night was like, I'm not gonna take a picture with you because that's kind of gay, and I was like, yeah,
what?
It's so gay.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I forget who it was, yeah.
We don't have to call him out, but that's a little
that's not my definition of gay, but
now, if he gave you a reach around.
A picture of you fucking him would be
gay. Yeah, exactly. 100%.
But
yeah.
A picture. Not so much. All right. I think up down has to be in there. Is that the best one? Or what do
up
we think is
the best one? Up down is the best one for sure.
Up down's the best one. All right. Yeah. There you go. Put that in the Hall of Fame. Let's do
you
news.
Got it.
And now, from a location unknown for his safety, it's Kane with the Not Quite News.
Not Quite.
One more detail now with the guys who froze to death, the Chiefs fans.
Yeah.
Kind of tied to what I said yesterday, how there's more going on. And I thought maybe it was like a sex thing or maybe you're embarrassed when you're sober. One of the relatives believes that the victims saw something they shouldn't have.
Yes. Told you.
Which kind of ties into what I was saying. And they don't go anymore. There's no more detail. They didn't say anything more because like we're waiting for toxicology reports. But they're like, I think that maybe,
maybe they're hanging out at his house and there's a dead body in the closet, and then he had to kill them all. He's like, I got to kill all you guys now.
Yeah, or maybe like, you know, he had a gay porn in the VCR, and his mom came over and pushed play and accidentally saw it.
Yeah, I don't know if that's worth murdering three dudes, but yeah, maybe. Maybe there's an explanation for that. Maybe like my sister was over here. She likes that kind of stuff. Did you hear about the lady in New York City that they found, they did a search for a house for a warrant, and then they found a head in her freezer?
Oh, yes. I saw that. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that was there.
I didn't know. It's never fucking women either. So now we got a woman one. So thank you for that.
Yeah, there are no women. Well, there definitely are women.
They're just better at hiding it.
Yeah. Better covering their tracks. A man in California set a record. He collected 1,136 hotel key cards. See, I'd have guessed 10 or 11 would have been enough to break that record. Like, you know, because, you know, every now and then you'll find a hotel key card laying around your house, but who goes out of their way to collect them?
Yeah, it don't make sense. That's crazy.
Miami woman, she worked at Target for 2 decades. They fired her for buying one of those pink Stanley thermoses. Because, you know, you're not supposed to get a leg up on the... That's what they said. We fired her because she's not as an employee. She's supposed to let the people have them first. She didn't even steal it. She bought it 20 years
ago. Come on. Let
fired
lady,
her.
Let the lady fucking have a Stanley Cup.
Seriously.
Dude. Are you kidding me? What's the harm in it?
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. Home Depot is selling a replica of the Braveheart sword.
Oh, nice.
You see that? It's a legit sword. Looks like the one from the movie. Modeled after William Wallace's sword.
Yeah, I can't wait till someone's fucking murdered by it. And now we've got a story that says, the Home Depot sword. Someone killed with it.
There's some questions, the Q&A, on the website. I have a large fire-breathing dragon in my yard that I need to slay. Will this work, or should I hire an exterminator?
I'm trying to take over the North. Can I do that with this sword?
Is this also effective in slaying vampires, or... Is this sword sharp and sturdy enough to carry into battle, or is it just suitable for a bit of light pillaging? Is this TSA approved? No, probably not.
Does it come with a face paint?
Speaking of that, one more story before really bad jokes. Should we bring back duels for politicians? Missouri senator wants to. He wants to do the duel when you disagree with another politician. He's like, well, we should bring it back. If a senator's honor is by another senator to the point that it's beyond repair, they should be able to formally challenge them to a duel.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
They'd submit the challenge in writing.
As long as they film it.
Yeah, they would submit the challenge in writing, and they would need to agree to the terms of the duel, including choice of weapons.
Yeah, I'm fucking completely down for that.
Yeah. Yeah, they could do it with like paintball guns.
I feel like there's a lot of frustration there. They need to get rid of. So that's a good way for them to get out their frustration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put them in a cage. Yes. Sock 'em boppers. You know, first one just fucking get hit too hard is done.
All right, really bad jokes.
It's now time for.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Kane and Corey's
really bad jokes.
Yeah, baby.
I thought I printed it. I didn't. Hang on 2 seconds. There we go. All right. TSA reports 93% of the guns agents removed from carry-on luggage at U.S. airports last year were loaded.
Jeez.
Right?
Oh, man.
Also loaded at U.S. airports last year, Southwest pilots.
Oh, okay. There it was. I was thinking where that was going to.
Robert De Niro says he wants to be around as long as he can for his baby daughter. But unfortunately, you know, time travel's not widely available yet. So he's 80 fucking years old.
Oh, shit.
Ellen DeGeneres is 66 today.
She doesn't look a day over lesbian.
It's the one day a year that the spoon being used to put frosting on her cake gets licked more than Portia.
Oh. Wow, she looks great for 66, though. To be completely fair,
you think so?
Yeah,
I'd have to see her up close. I go by your because maybe you'll do a video with her, and then you reach out because I want to know what she looks like up close.
I don't know if that's gonna happen. She's kind of not recovered from the old stuff.
Yeah, she's recovering from being called horrible and a bitch and.
Yeah.
All that stuff. In her new book, in her new book, Hugh Hefner's widow Crystal says that Hugh was bad at sex.
Oh man.
You know,
he was also bad at getting rid of the herpes.
Hey. I would like to hear from someone though who didn't only have sex with him when he was in his 90s and diapered up. Yeah. Because she's the one who married him late in life. Yeah. Like, I mean,
young Hefner was probably drilling, dude.
Yeah, exactly. And finally, the Los Angeles Chargers hired Jim Harbaugh as their head coach. Yeah. Michigan fans were shocked to lose their coach, while tens of Chargers fans are thrilled.
Ah, I get it. He's leaving Michigan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of fucked up? You win a championship with your team. They ball out. They play hard for you all year. Even when you're not there, they're playing for you. And they're talking about you all the time and how committed they are to you. They win, and you leave.
Yeah, but I mean, at least you don't go
back
won.
For another. He's making a shit ton of money for them. You're not going to go back for another year, at least one more year, and then get out. Or do you?
Why
though?
I mean, he won the championship. There's really nothing left to accomplish here. Time for me to move on. All right. You got to still think of yourself.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the kids who that were recruited last year and expected to play for him for 4 years.
Yeah.
And now they don't get to.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. I agree. But I'm sure they understand.
They like that interim coach too, though. They really liked him. So maybe he's still.
Yeah, that's true. The one who cried.
Let him come in and take the. Yeah.
Yeah. They should give it to him. All right. Let's get out of here. Have a great weekend.
Kane and Corey.